JewishHistory.org presents Rabbi Beryl Wine's 5,000 Years of Jewish History. One video clip at a time. Clip number 15, Ezra and the Great Assembly.
The Jews returned to the land of Israel and to Jerusalem after the Babylonian exile. Ezra is the man that leads them. But very few Jews return, only 42,000. And the enemies of Israel are living in their midst. But not only does he have the problem with the Samaritans and with those who oppose Jewish settlement in the land of Israel, he has a problem with the Jews themselves. There's a tremendous amount of intermarriage. The stores are open on the Sabbath. It seems that the Jews have lost their moorings. They've lost their tradition. They don't know what it is to be Jewish anymore. In a manner that we really don't know, I wish we had the key to it, Ezra is able to restore the matter in a few years. And he constructs what's called a Brit Amanah, which is the Hebrew words for a covenant of faith. He has a convention of all of the Jewish people. They repledge themselves to the service of God and of Israel and of Torah. They solve their problems of intermarriage so they no longer continue on that road. The stores now are closed on the Sabbath. And Ezra constitutes a council that will rule the Jewish people. It's called the Men of the Great Assembly. The Great Assembly, the Knesset. By the way, that's where the current Israeli Knesset took its name from, even though they were modest enough not to include great. And this assembly constituted 120 great people, amongst them the remnants of the prophets, and Ezra as their leader. The last of the men of the great assembly was the great Shimon HaTzadik, the righteous Simon, who was the high priest of Israel. The 120 men, the times always teach us, attrition occurs. They start dying off. They never were replaced. Shimon HaTzadik, Simon the just, the righteous, is therefore the last of the 120 men. He has within him the tradition of the great men of the assembly, their knowledge, their hopes, and their vision for the Jewish people. And he is therefore considered to be the bridge between the time of the great men of the assembly to the next period of time, which deals already with the coming of Greek culture and of Alexander the Great, something which we'll discuss in our next lecture with you. Thanks again for watching. I'm Beryl Wine.
For more on Jewish history, go to jewishhistory.org.